Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the universe. Today we have with us Aaron Bauman, Development Associate of the Watershed Management Group. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you, Dan.
What is it that the Watershed Management Group does?
We promote sustainable solutions for everyday living in Tucson, Arizona, and the greater Southwest. Specifically, we teach courses at our Living Lab and Learning Center about sustainable living, from gray water to rainwater harvesting to composting toilets. And we also have a larger 50-year plan to restore flow to Tucson's streams, creeks, and rivers.
There seem to be two legs to this. One is harvesting the water from the sky, and the other one is reducing in-home use.
That's right. We offer classes at our Living Lab and Learning Center on gray water usage. The city of Tucson, as a result in part of our own actions, has a $1,000 rebate that you can receive by implementing a gray water system in your home. And what a gray water system is it uses the excess water from your sink, your dishwasher, your washing machine, and your shower, and it channels that water into your yard and thus reduces your need to irrigate. As a result, you can significantly reduce your own water usage in your home.
Next week, you are launching a new project of the Watershed Management Group called the River Run Network. Could you tell something about that?
The River Run Network is an online platform that's bringing people together at what we're calling the stream shed level. Everyone lives in a watershed. At a large level, we all live in the lower Colorado Basin. But at a smaller level, you may live in the Sabino Creek watershed or the Tanque Verde watershed. The goal of the River Run Network is to connect individuals with priority stream restoration actions in their area. And no matter where you live in Tucson, you can join. But right now, we are especially targeting Sabino Creek and Tanque Verde Creek. What the River Run Network will do is connect landowners to their specific parcel through our interactive maps. You can log onto our website, access our maps, find your parcel, and then track the water usage of your parcel and those of your neighbors, and then start to see this picture of how your neighborhood's water usage affects the creek itself. These priority stream sheds that we're targeting now are shallow groundwater areas. A reduction in water usage by a neighborhood or by an individual could have a drastic impact on the flow of the stream. If we can raise the groundwater table even several feet, it could result in perennial flow in a stream like Sabino.
The River Run Network involves a concept called hydroregionalism.
Hydroregionalism is this concept that all the water that we need is around us. Even though we live in the desert, we don't need to mine water unsustainably from the ground. We don't need to spend fossil fuels importing water from the Colorado River. We can use the water that falls from the sky more efficiently, and we can use the water that we take from the ground sustainably in order to provide for all of our needs. We promote what's called passive and active rainwater harvesting. Active rainwater harvesting is gathering the water that falls on a building or a roof and collecting it in a cistern and using it over the course of a non-rainy period. Passive rainwater harvesting is designing the land or shaping the land so that it can more efficiently use the water that falls from the sky as it falls. That specifically is an action that we're promoting in these priority creek sheds by building rock structures and different structures that can slow the flow of water through these creeks and into the creeks, which promote seepage into the groundwater. And this raises the groundwater level and we hope will promote year-round flow in these creeks and rivers.
WMG is a grassroots organization, meaning that it basically consists of ordinary citizens like you and me. How can people join?
You can join in a number of ways. You can go to our website and join the River Run Network, which means you'll be updated by email of priority actions in your area. You can come and take a class that we offer at our Living Lab. Or you can hire us to come and consult at your home or business to tell you what kinds of sustainable practices you could implement for yourself.
The launching event is going to be at your campus?
Yes, the event is at our Living Lab and Learning Center, which is on Dodge and Speedway, from 5 to 8 p.m. on November 29th, Giving Tuesday. And the event is called Rainwater on Tap, a rain-to-table happy hour. And the goal of the event is to open people's eyes to all the different uses that we can put potable rainwater to. at our living lab, we have a 10,000 gallon underground cistern that we use to meet all of our indoor and outdoor needs. We are providing some of this potable water to different local vendors like Barrio Bread, Borderlands Brewery, Sidecar Bar, and they are turning that potable rainwater into cocktails, beer, bread, and a number of other things. You can come and sample some of the different food and beverage options and tour our campus and see the kinds of things that we offer.
What is your website?
Our website is watershedmg.org.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Thank you, Dan.